Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Jeff McNeil welcomed Robert Duggar to the Major Leagues with a home run on his first pitch. Jacob deGrom gave himself a cushion with a two-run single off the 24-year-old rookie, and the Mets beat the Marlins 6-2 in the opener of a doubleheader to reach 500 for the first time since late May. The Mets also took the nightcap 5-4. Elsewhere, the Yankees downed the Orioles 9-6, the Red Sox defeated the Royals 7-5, the Nationals blanked the Giants 4-0, and the Phillies topped the Diamondbacks 7-3. In MLB news, Mets second baseman Robinson Cano is officially back on the injured list, this time because of a strained left hamstring, and Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez has been scratched from the lineup due to back tightness. In NFL news, a person with direct knowledge of the injury says Bills offensive tackle LaAdrian Waddle has a torn right quadriceps and is expected to miss the season. Waddle was hurt Sunday while working with the third-string offense and was unable to place any weight on his right leg while being loaded into a cart. And the Jets have acquired offensive lineman Alex Lewis from the Ravens for a conditional seventh-round pick in next year's NFL draft. In NBA news, a person familiar with the situation says Vince Carter is returning to the Hawks for his record 22nd season in the NBA, and the Grizzlies have hired former Notre Dame women's associate head coach Neil Ivey among the new assistants on Taylor Jenkins' staff. There are now 9 women coaches in the NBA. In NHL news, veteran defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk has signed a 1-year, $1.75 million contract with the Lightning after being bought out by the Rangers last week. I'm Jesse King.